Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, we're enjoying it.
So, back east, where I originated, my brother always goes trash picking. And there's a dump in Connecticut that has a last chance area. So people that are going there, they see something they want, they can just take it. And there was the bucket loader was coming to get another load from the last chance area. And my brother was there. He saw this painting. It was in the bucket, ready to go. And he grabbed it. And it was from some American painter that was really famous. It needed to be restored, but they said it was worth about $70,000.
What?
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did he recognize that this artist was responsible for this painting at the time he grabbed it?
Or did he just like the painting?
Right.
He just liked it.
Okay. So how did he find out it was worth about $70,000? Did he take it to get evaluated or whatever you call it?
He did. And he ended up selling it because it, you know, needed work on it. They gave him $15,000.
Damn. Okay. Hey, that's why sometimes I get stoned and get stuck on Antiques Roadshow.
That is not bad, yeah. Man.
Those free areas where you have like everything is, you know, dirt cheap and all that stuff. On the West Coast, they call that Goodwill.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
we're at Goodwill.
You can get great deals in there.
Like 5 years ago, because my wife will reupholster furniture, right? So she'll go in because, like anything, the furniture they made back in the day is just of much superior quality to the stuff they're pumping out now. The difference is it's all super ugly, right? So she's like, look, I can buy a solid piece. The bones are good and all that. And then change out the materials. And then you have a very good looking but also well-built couch, right? For a lot less than you have to spend to get an actual well-built couch. But we're in there, and it's this Australian dude. He's like, hey, mate, because he kind of sees that my wife's looking at stuff, and she's very particular about it. And he points to this chair that's kind of resting on top of his cart. He's like, all these people keep staring at me, and all these people keep asking me if I want to part with it. So it was $50, I think, was the price on there. He goes, do you know if this is something? I said, that is an original Eames chair. And all you need to know about that is it is worth an extraordinary amount of money. He was like, Eames, what is that? I said, bro, look, not to sound like a caller, look it up, but I'm going to tell you right now, buy it for $50, and because it's very comfortable. Yeah. They're very well built. And I said, and if you don't want it, sell it, and you will literally get thousands of dollars. He was like, are you serious? I said, absolutely, man. You absolutely will get thousands upon thousands of dollars for that chair that you're about to buy for $50. He was like, thanks, mate, went straight up there, bought it, and disappeared.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
I have a football. My buddy goes, Goodwill, huh? And I go, how'd you know I get it there? He goes, you never took the sticker off.
Oh.
Here's the difference.
Damn. If you go, hey, $7 football?
If you go to an antique store or an antique, those people have books. They look that crap up.
Mm-hmm.
They know when they put it back on the floor, who made this, what the value of it is.
Yeah, it's an antique store.
Because they all specialize in, maybe they collect glass, whatever they do.
Yeah.
They know all that crap.
Goodwill does not.
Goodwill just takes your stuff and puts it on the shelf.
And they put it on the shelf.
It's the equivalent of going to a yard sale. That's estate sale. Those are the places where you find
honestly, stuff I bumped into one of our engineers.
That hasn't been marked up.
That we worked with now. And I'm strolling through there with my wife. And they were back where they just have all the old electronics. And I can't remember what he was rebuilding. But whatever he said, I kind of knew what it was, and it takes tubes and all this, and it's a very warm, cool thing. But he's like, if I buy these parts, we're talking thousands of dollars, and he's just standing there at Goodwill, and he has a cart full of all these things, and he's like, well, I don't really need the radio, but I need the one piece in it. But he maybe spent $40.
Yeah.
Walked out of there, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to make a $5,000, whatever the hell it was he was doing.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes Goodwill, too, just helps in a pinch.
Yeah.
You got people coming over. You need
a coffee table.
You're right. You need a couple chairs.
Yep.
I've done it with Christmas decorations. Just was like, and they were like $3 or $4.
We did it. We were making some piece of furniture. It was like 12 years ago. We're in the garage, and our drill crapped out, and we're about to go to Home Depot. And I'm like, let's go to Goodwill. Sure enough. I mean, like, nothing wrong with the power drill. It's like $2. And it's just a matter of saving the money. And that thing still freaking works. It's awesome. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How you doing?
Hola.
Well, Ken, thank you.
I used to haul scrap metal for a living. And one day, my friend and I, we went to a house that was scheduled to be torn down. And we were pulling any copper wire we could out of it. And found an old boiler out back. We made $13.55 for that load, and we were done for the day.
$13?
Yeah.
For a day's work.
Yep. And at the end of the day, I'm pumping $13 in the truck to get home, and my friend holds out this gold coin out the window. And I said, yeah, what candy machine did you get that out of? And he taps the side of the truck. He says, it ain't candy. And there was 14 gold coins and one platinum plate.
What?
In an Iver's tartar sauce jar.
Naturally.
Oh, the best.
That's where all people keep their gold coins.
Hey, they even forgot they had it.
But somebody threw it out in the garbage pile out back, because that's where it was found.
Oh, as a general rule, even if you're cleaning out someone's house, if someone has kept an Iver's container, or they have kept a Crown Royal bag, definitely look in it, because there's something in there that'll at least be valuable to you.
I've got old McCormick tins where spices used to be in.
Yeah.
That's a good spot to keep the money away from the kids.
Yeah, kids, thieves know. Like, thieves, like, where did you keep a Crown Royal bag? Like, damn it, man, how did you know?
Because if you want to hide something and you don't want anybody to steal it, they're breaking it in your house, put it where all your cleaning supplies are.
I was going
to
say, I'll do that with the kids. Yeah. Definitely, like, under the sink, don't want any part of that. So they don't even bother. They know where it is. They won't even bother to look. And that's perfect. It used to be I could hide everything just on top shelves. They couldn't see Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you name it. Like, if there's food I wanted that I knew they would like, just put it up top. Now they're tall enough where they can see it. And they're like, Dad, what is so-and-so? I'm like, damn it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, have you guys gotten to the point where you, in relationships, where you've thrown other things away without that person's knowledge?
No, not at all, Miles.
So,
I'm sure it's been done to me. I've never done it to
somebody. I have not done that. At least not intentionally.
Right. No.
Okay. So, there was this old sewing machine that I'll just say was a part of a family. I might have been married to this person.
Uh-huh.
It was a big, old sewing machine that needed to be pretty well put up on kind of a pedal operated.
Yeah.
This was beyond electricity. This was a pedal operated, but it needed the mount, it needed the table, and it needed the singer kind of setup for, you know, just to be looped through. This thing weighed, I swear to God, 35 pounds. 30 pounds. I'd lug this thing around from apartment to an apartment to an apartment. took up as much room as like two big toolboxes was the size of this damn thing. Why do you want this? Well, it was in the family. Okay, that's fine.
Right, but why do you want
it? What are you going to do with it? I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I want to keep it. Do you know?
Sew is the correct answer
to
that.
Do you know how to sew? No. Do you want me to show you how to thread this? Because I actually do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how to thread it, but you need the underneath side of this table.
Yeah.
The way it sits, the way this thing is mounted. That's where you put your little tiny spools need to go underneath the bottom of this thing. Try and explain all this. Let's just say that disappeared in one move.
Oops.
Not sure what happened to it. I don't know if a neighbor lady took it. I don't know what the deal was. But the one thing that I can't stand more than anything in the world is when you leave S around the house, right? So if you have a scrunchie that's got like 9 million hairs in it, it looks like it attacked a spider. It
doesn't even have any elasticity left
in it. No. But they're ever, like, if I saw those things on the floor, you, and I knew this person was going to buy another bag of scrunchies, no matter what, because that's what they did. Scrunchies were just like, you know, disposable. I threw all of them away. If I found one laying around and they magically reappeared the week later, a brand new package,
of course, I knew this.
So to me, they were just throwaway items. I'm like, if you're going to leave 9 of these on the floor, I'm throwing these away.
But that to me is different. Like, I will throw that stuff away. I'm like, look, if you've made it clear you do not care about this thing. Yeah, it's a scrunch. Like, sorry. Look, man, first of all, why is it on the floor? At what point do you do your hair on the floor? I know you dropped it because there's 40 of them, and you can't pick up any one of them. I will put them all in the trash. Like, if they're that important, put them somewhere where you want them. Right. Like, I don't leave my keys on the floor, you know what? Because I need them. Find a freaking place for these things. Are they going to trash? No question about it.
I might have dated someone who had a sweatshirt habit, all right? Where everywhere they go, they get a sweatshirt.
Oh.
So I couldn't even get into my closet because the entire top was filled with sweatshirts, right?
Yeah.
Now, if the sweatshirt was in the washer or the dryer, no worries. You're wearing the sweatshirt. I get it. This is something you're wearing. The other 40 sweatshirts that took up like 3 different shelves, every once in a while I'd reach to the bottom, look at the sweatshirt, and I'm like, Delta Chi Hayride.
Gone.
I don't know if this is going to disappear or not. I've never even seen you wear this.
I just haven't found the right time to wear that yet.
Are you going
to
wear this at a sorority function? Or one was a fraternity sweatshirt. So I know she just got it from some fraternity guy that she slept with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, I've never seen you wear this.
Like, you stole this off of a guy like a doggone trophy.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal it and give it to the trash man.
There you go.
I just want enough room to put my clothes in the closet,
which are already under scrutiny, by the way.
Exactly. Nonstop.
Why do you have this? When do you wear this?
Tara Daly, Steve Makes from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin with the top Disney soundtracks of all times. And we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.